This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A grand jury in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky has indicted a single police officer for shooting into neighboring apartments in the death of Breonna Taylor. The charge was announced Wednesday. A grand jury announced that Officer Brett Hankison was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment in connection to the police raid on the night of March 13th. Protesters have consistently pressured the state attorney general to act, and celebrities and pro athletes have joined them in calling on the attorney general to charge the police officer who shot Taylor. On March 13th, officers broke down the door of Taylor's apartment to execute a so-called no-knock search warrant as part of an illicit drug investigation. When Taylor's boyfriend shot and wounded one of the officers as they entered the residence, the officers fired several shots, hitting Taylor, a 26-year-old emergency medical technician, several times. An internal investigation found the warrant was connected to an ex-boyfriend of Taylor who did not live there, and that no drugs were found in the apartment. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we could know whether a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective by the end of the year. This is because there are several wide-scale trials underway for a potential vaccine. Fauci cautioned Wednesday that while there is optimism about the vaccine candidates, there is never a guarantee of finding one that works. He also signaled the need to couple any vaccine program with existing advice to stop the spread of the virus, such as wearing masks and social distancing. He was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, along with the head of the Food and Drug Administration. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed the formal beginning of his sixth presidential term in office on Wednesday. The disputed president held a secret inauguration ceremony in defiance of mass demonstrations demanding an end to his 26-year rule in the wake of the election last month. Lukashenko insists he won the August 9th election in a landslide despite widespread claims at home and abroad the vote was heavily rigged to keep him in power. The president said Wednesday at the ceremony, "We didn't simply choose a president. We defended our values, our peaceful life, our sovereignty, and our independence." The same day Lukashenko was sworn in for a new term, Russian paratroopers parachuted into Belarus for joint military drills. That's according to the Ministry of Defense. The European Union is determined to get a Brexit deal with Britain, but EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier says it will be firm and realistic with London, especially after Prime Minister Boris Johnson decided to break the divorce agreement. The UK left the EU in January, but remains a member in all but name until the end of the year. It is then that it hopes to have clinched a free trade deal with the bloc. The U.S. is saying goodbye to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg starting Wednesday. Ginsburg's casket arrived at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. for a private ceremony attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket will then be moved to the building's front steps to lie in repose for the public viewing until Thursday. Her casket resting on the same wooden platform built for the casket of President Abraham Lincoln after his assassination in 1865. Ginsburg died last Friday at the age of 87 of metastatic pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was discharged Wednesday from a Berlin hospital, his release raising the prospect of his eventual return to Russia little more than a month after falling ill from a poisoning attack that has strained already difficult Russia-West relations. Navalny spent much of the past 32 days in Germany in an artificially induced coma and under heavy police protection. A statement from the hospital treating him read his condition had improved enough for him to be discharged and that doctors believe he will make a full recovery. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.